Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Here we go. You going to do a little history lesson?
I think so. I think it's that time. Yeah, so let's bust out those history books.
A little history lesson, do you?
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, December 10th, 1953, Hugh Hefner published the first Playboy magazine with an investment of $7,600, and men everywhere were just elated. Yes.
Wow.
Playboy.
Back in the day when a magazine could do it for you. You
know? That's all you had, man. You had just magazines, or, you know, like those old-timey little camera flippers that you put up to your face.
And boy.
And it just did like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, put it up to the light so you could see it. Right?
I'll be honest. I think nostalgia gets the better of me, and that's why I still enjoy flipping through a Playboy. I like the articles.
You got a whole box full of them in there in the studio.
That's
that
true.
Dropped
well, not full time. Of them, because you stole some of them, you rat bastard.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a two-person show. I get half of them. Come on.
And you went through and picked up all the
Took
really
all the good ones.
You
too.
Did. You did. I mean, you did leave me all the 70s ones, which I like, because, you know,
yeah.
I'm more of a fan of that you style.
Like,
anyway.
Like Bush.
I don't mind trimming the hedges, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But it's in this day and age, I don't know. You can't turn around without getting porn thrown in your face, you know? So I think back in the day, maybe it was a little bit better done. Maybe. Am I wrong in saying that? Maybe there was a little more production value done with it.
There's a lot more reading involved, that's for sure. There was a lot of articles back in the day.
Yeah, but the articles were usually always pretty well written. You know, it's you felt classy, I guess, reading a Playboy. It's like, you
don't feel as bad.
No,
you know?
Exactly. It's like, well, look, I'm also reading up on world events while looking at naked women. Not like when you read, like, Jugs magazine. Jugs magazine, you know what you're doing, all right? You know what you're getting, okay? I don't know. And you know, of course, it was Marilyn Monroe on the first Playboy.
Was it?
Yep, Marilyn Monroe. Oh. She was the first centerfold in Playboy.
All right, there you
go. Cold.
Who was very smart, by the way.
She actually was.
Cute, much like Einstein.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she was a babe. Do you have a favorite playmate that you can recall?
Favorite playmate? I think back in the day, the one that my buddies and I would pass around was the Jenny McCarthy, right?
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, ours are centered a lot in the 90s, because it was. Your one buddy would steal it from his older brother or his dad, and then he'd bring
it
to school.
Under his bed or his mattress, right?
We'd bring it to school, like, all right, it's your week with the Playboy, okay? But don't ruin it.
Just
all right, come on.
Don't crease any of the pages, man.
All the pages are just stuck together. That thing is just, by the end.
Yeah,
good
keep
God.
It. Yeah, keep it.
I can't remember her name, but I remember fondly. So there was a hunting cabin on the back part of our property where I grew up, and there was always Playboys in there. And I remember taking one of the Playboys, and it was a blonde lady, very well put together, and she was wearing a little cowboy hat and little cowboy boots and a vest, and that was it. And I ripped the page out of the Playboy. I folded it up. I put it in my pocket. And then when I got home, I took one of my old CDs. I opened it up in the back. And then I stuffed the picture back in behind the CD case.
Jeez,
that's, dude. Kids, that's what we had to do back in the day to get our porn, okay? I had to basically go on an adventure like Bilbo Baggins, for God's sakes, trying to return the ring to Mordor. Ridiculous.
Times are different now. Man.
Yeah.
You're a couple clicks away.
Nowadays, I can literally speak into my remote and say, Alexa, play porno. That's all I got to do. It's ridiculous.
Jeez.
All right. Well, there you go, you perverts. The first Playboy ever was on this day. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Brian Lazenick.